Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 6:15.
We were just talking about the whole Muhammad Ali thing. We're going to do a starting five next. We haven't done that in a long time around here. Now that with Muhammad Ali gone, if we had to do the starting five, the biggest living American icons, keyword being living, who are they? You know, obviously, with Muhammad Ali still alive, he was probably, you know, at least, definitely in the starting five, if not the big kahuna.
Right.
But with him gone, who's left? Who are the five that are the most living, iconic Americans left? Tough.
955-WBAB, living legends, living icons, however you want to look at it. See if you can come up with who should be on that list, and then we'll try to narrow it down to a starting five.
Americans. Americans only.
This is a really high level. 955-WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. 102.3-WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 6:18. With Ali's death, we've been talking about who else would be like the living icons. You know, he's iconic.
American. Living American.
Living American icons.
To do a starting five.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's not easy. Because I think it's got to be somebody who's a little bit older, who's got some miles under their belt, who has done whatever they do for a long time. Like, at first thing I thought was like maybe Zuckerberg. But who knows? This whole social media thing, if there's a God, God willing, will implode and it'll go away soon. And all of a sudden, he's just a rich young dude.
And then Facebook means nothing.
But then I would say...
what about Tiger Woods? Now, he's living. He's had a long career.
Right.
But, he's got a little bit of a fade going on here.
Yeah.
Will he always be thought of as an icon? Even 20 years from now, will he think of him as an icon or a guy who was great for a good number of years but didn't go to that...
I'll write them down. Steve Jobs is dead, so it's not going to be Steve Jobs because we're talking about living American icons. And what the dude from Microsoft.
Yeah, Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
That's pretty good. I'd put him on the list.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, BAB. Who do you got?
I'd say Derek Jeter's on that list.
No way. No way.
Higher
he's too
level.
Young.
Higher.
Too young. And he's only that important for Yankee fans. The rest of the world, the rest of the country can give or take him. I think way bigger picture. Like, as much as it pains me to say it,
yeah,
because I am not a fan by any stretch of the imagination, Bob Dylan's probably got to be mentioned, you know?
Absolutely. Hi, BAB, you got one. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Arnold Palmer. They're playing the U.S. Open in 2 weeks at his place.
Ooh, that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
If people aren't fans of golf, can they pick him out of a lineup?
Oh, absolutely. He is one of the coolest guys, one of the coolest athletes to ever live.
Listen, he's all over the Arnie Palmer half lemonade, half iced tea thing that's in every store.
I will write him down.
His face is everywhere.
I don't think Arnold Palmer is going to make the fight. We're talking Bob Dylan, Oprah.
Right.
You know, I mean,
Arnold Palmer. He fits right in there.
Yeah, okay. He's not going to. I'll write him down.
Living legend.
He's not going to make the starting five.
Hey, thanks.
Brett, the voice of reason, Arnold Palmer.
I think the iced tea thing, like Roger said, the iced tea half lemonade thing, that kind of puts him in contention. I don't think he might be six. I need to hear more. I think Betty White is probably bigger than Arnold Palmer.
I think Betty White's a good call.
Betty White bigger than Arnie Palmer?
She's had a career in the American mainstream for
six decades, 7 decades, something like that. She's touched.
Yeah, exactly.
What about Madonna?
Madonna. Now we're cooking with gas. Betty White, and I also think Carol Burnett.
Are we doing cartoons too? Like,
no.
I was gonna say like The Simpsons.
No.
No, just real people. Living American. And they have to be icons.
Right.
All right. Ali just died. He was clearly one of them. He's no longer there.
And we got to get this down to five. Bob Dylan, Tiger Woods, Bill Gates, Arnold Palmer, Oprah, Betty White, Madonna, Carol Burnett.
955-WBAB if you got someone on your mind. 622, Ted has a Rhodes.
A lot of Broads.
102.3-WBAB, Roger and JP, 625. All right. With Ali's passing, that is one living American icon who is now gone. Who walks among us? Who are living American icons right now? Who do we have so far on the list, JP?
We have Bob Dylan, Tiger Woods, Bill Gates, Arnold Palmer, Oprah, Betty White, Madonna, Carol Burnett.
Wow. 955-WBAB. We'll make a list, then we'll narrow it down to a starting five, really just the biggest five that all of us think are living American icons. Good morning, B.A.B. Who do you got? Go ahead.
Michael Jordan?
Yes.
We'll write Michael Jordan down.
I think he makes a starting five in a blink.
I don't think he does.
No?
No.
How?
I'm not saying definitely no, because I don't put him in with Bob Dylan, Oprah.
Really?
I don't, you know what? I don't know why.
I don't either.
I'm just not saying he, I'm not saying he's not. I just don't automatically throw him in the five.
Because I put Jordan in before Oprah.
How do you put him, Jordan in before Oprah?
Gigantic.
Not bigger than Oprah.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, he's not.
Hey, thanks. Good one. Wow.
Compare net worth. You lose. I'm not saying it's all about net worth.
It's not.
I don't put him in there with Bill Gates.
Whew.
How do you compare him to Bill Gates?
Are you forgetting that silhouette with his legs spread and his on everything that people wear? I mean, the Jordan shadow plus his career and his championships. And
dude, I'm not saying.
I think he's bigger than even his sport. He's way bigger than his sport. I mean, that's an understatement.
I'm not saying no. I'm just saying I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if. I don't think it's automatic in the five. That's all.
Living American icons, 955 WBAB. See who else we can come up with, and we'll narrow it down to the starting five. 102.3 WBAB. Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. It's 6:31. If you're just waking up, we're talking about, of course, the passing of Muhammad Ali, who was a living American icon. And so then, if he's off the list, who is on the list for living American icons?
I got a couple that came in on Facebook and Twitter. Morgan Freeman.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan, which I thought was interesting. And, you know.
That is.
You know, but just at this point, we're just writing them down and kind of. Mm-hmm.
And then we're trying to narrow the list down from the big list to starting five.
And Burt Reynolds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good morning, B.A.B. You got one to add. Go ahead.
Donald Trump.
Ooh. If he becomes president, he may have gotten to that level. I think he's got to become president to be considered in this level.
I don't know if he's got to become president to be considered that level. Think about how. Think about how many years he's been relevant, and in the mainstream media, in the public eye, and the books, and the television, and the businesses, and now the politics.
Mm.
Again, I'm not saying it's automatic, but he's definitely in the discussion.
Thanks. Good job.
Definitely is.
All right, 955 WBAB. Making the big list of living American icons. It shouldn't be too big because this is a level that,
right?
You know, way less than 1% of Americans would ever, even stars would ever achieve. And then we'll narrow it down to a starting five.
You know, postage stamp stuff. You know?
Big time. 955 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger, JP.
I get up and nothing gets me down.
Well, 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP at 6:36. If you're just joining us, we're talking about who the living American icons are. You know, these are people with not only great careers, but they kind of supersede whatever they did into almost the fabric of America. I think Bob Dylan's a really good example of that, as someone who's part of the fabric. Whether you like him or not isn't really the point of any of these people. The same with Ali. I mean, how many people didn't like Ali? And, of course, he's died, so he's no longer on this list. That's why we're looking at who's around us who are living American icons.
Springsteen? Billy
Does
Joel?
Does he go to that level?
I don't know. I'm just asking you. Throwing it out there.
I don't think they get to that Bob Dylan level. Maybe another 20 years. Maybe. You know? And they might get there. Hey, good morning, B.A.B. You got one. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Hey, how about Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie?
I don't know. I'm kind of holding the bar a little bit higher. And,
yeah,
you know,
Hollywood's a tough level to hit. When, you know, I don't even know if Stallone hits it.
Madonna, come on.
Well, Madonna, you gotta,
may not make it.
You got to realize Madonna's on the list, but you got to realize what happened. Madonna came on the scene and has managed to maintain the kind of music career that still sells out stadiums around the world. And when she first came on, she made kids all over the world dress like her, act like her, want to be her. So I'm not saying it's an automatic, but she's definitely got to be in the discussion.
to still have a career that, when she announces a tour, can make 70,000 people in any given city get up off their ass and spend a couple $100.
Yeah, you got me on that one. Just call.
You know? Take
That's
care.
Impressive.
Take care, brother.
Hi, B.A.B. Who do you got?
How about Vince Scully? Guy's like 150 years old.
In his final season with the Dodgers, Vince Scully. He's become like the voice of baseball.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's Dodger fans.
He's a living baseball icon.
Right. Right.
I don't know if he's a beyond Dodgers. I think it's baseball, but I don't know if he's a living American icon.
I don't know. You put that guy's voice out, man.
I know. No,
I understand, but I kind of feel like if you're using the word icon for somebody, they should be able to like see that person and be like, that's Bill Gates. That's Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm.
That's Morgan Freeman.
Right.
Who's that guy over there?
Yeah. I think he doesn't seem to fit in those names, for example.
I don't, and then you hear him talk. Oh, I know the voice. That's Vince Scully.
Right.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. Right.
Here's what we got so far.
Even Al Michaels, I don't think, makes this list.
No.
He's got an iconic call with the Miracle on Ice.
Right.
But I don't think he would be a living American icon.
Here's what we got so far. Bob Dylan, Tiger Woods, Bill Gates, Arnold Palmer, Oprah, Betty White, Madonna, Carol Burnett, Morgan Freeman, Clint Eastwood, Hulk Hogan, Michael Jordan, Donald Trump, Kirk Douglas. You know what sucks about this?
What, JP?
With the exception of possibility, Donald Trump, none of our leaders.
Okay, you had another one?
Our leaders are all ridiculously flawed. Like somebody said Bill Clinton, I'm like,
What about Ryan Seacrest?
Shut up. No. On principle, no. No.
I think he's as big as any of them.
No. Yeah, he's as big, but you know,
I think bigger than Bob Dylan, even.
You're out of your mind, dude.
You take the average person and show them a picture of Seacrest or Bob Dylan, they'll know Seacrest over Bob Dylan.
Do you talking about somebody who's been culturally and socially relevant for over 50 years?
Seacrest is getting there.
Yeah, talk to me in 30. Five.
The new Dick Clark.
Again, talk to me in 35 years.
Yeah, if Dick Clark was alive, he'd be in the discussion.
Right, but he's dead.
Right. And Seacrest is no Dick Clark. Not yet. He's working on it. 6:40. And here's the traffic with Ted.
Picking up a lot more traffic as well west of Patch Oak Holbrook Road now down into 111. Traffic's brought to you by Hum by Verizon, the technology designed to make your car smarter, safer, and more connected. It's easy. Just plug it in. You'll get vehicle diagnostics, emergency assistance, and pinpoint roadside assistance. Get some peace of mind, a smarter, safer...
Today.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, is 6:44.
It's not as easy as I thought it was going to be quite honest with you. What do you got, Brett?
On Twitter, Steven Spielberg and George Lucas coming in.
These are names going on a list of living American icons.
We're trying to do a starting five. Spielberg and Lucas, I mean...
If you're going to put one, the other one has to be on the list.
Right.
How do you pick... they should be definitely in consideration of this list. Good morning, B.A.B. You got another one? Go ahead.
Yeah, Gene Simmons, guys. Gene Simmons, he's an icon. He's Kiss. America, the whole world. They pack stadium still.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, he's not this level, though. I mean, I love Kiss as much as you do, but he's not this level.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
And I'll tell you, and it's because it's more than the band Kiss.
Right.
Think about what the empire he turned that band into.
That's true.
He took a rock band and made it a multi-billion dollar business.
I mean, you can put him on the list, but there's no way he ever makes it. He's just not even approaching the level of a Madonna, for example.
Are you kidding me?
And she's got to get to the top five, too, in this list, and it's going to be tough for her.
But Madonna...
All over the world, women dress up like him.
Madonna is a one-trick pony. Think about it this way. Kiss started in, what, 1972, 73?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's 2016, and you got five-year-olds dressing like Gene Simmons for Halloween.
That is true. They have become a part of pop culture. But I think if you say Bill Gates, I mean, just name a few of the people who are almost shoo-ins.
It sounds,
he doesn't fit.
It sounds crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, doesn't fit. I could never put him in the top 10 even. What do you guys think? 955-WBAB.
It's because you hate Jews.
But I love Kiss.
Roger hates the Jews. You heard it here first.
Living American icons. Then we'll narrow it down to a starting five. Right now, Ted has the stuff you need to know.
A suspected...
Roger and JP is 652. If you're just joining us, we've been talking for a little while since Muhammad Ali passed away. That's a living American icon who's now obviously no longer living. So who's alive and walking among us who are living American icons? We're going to try to narrow it down to the starting five.
Grab some of these calls, and then I'll go through the list, and maybe we'll start crossing some people off.
Good morning, B.A.B. Go ahead.
How about Hugh Hefner?
Oh, that's interesting.
And somebody else sent me a message on Facebook. What about Warren Buffett? You want to talk about a guy who, when he opens his mouth, everybody shuts up and listens? Right. Everybody. Yeah.
Stocks go up and down with his voice. That's true. Wow, absolutely. Warren Buffett.
The Oracle of Omaha, they call the freaking guy. There are more millionaires per square mile in Omaha, in Nebraska, than there are anywhere else. Why? Because they all gave him $100 like 50 years ago.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's the story.
That's crazy.
Hi, B.A.B., you got another one for the list? Go ahead.
How about you, Hefner?
Yeah, somebody else just called with Hugh Hefner, too.
All right. Hi, B.A.B., what do you got for our living American icons list?
I was thinking Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, we got him.
Good, okay.
All right, sorry.
Hi, B.A.B.
Hey, B.A.B.
Hey.
I'm having a hard time with Bill Gates on the list. I know he's very wealthy, but, I mean, if you walked into a room in Beijing, would anyone know him?
Like, yep. Yeah, they all work for him.
Or there's the guy whose computer we copied.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. They all work for him.
And if we're looking at a living American icon, it's what all of us think who our icons are.
Right. Here's what we got so far. And then I think we need to start I don't think we need to add any. I think we need to start taking off. Right.
Whittling it down is going to be
tough. We have Bob Dylan, Tiger Woods, Bill Gates, Arnold Palmer. I don't think that's making it. Oprah, Betty White. I don't think she's making it either. Madonna, Carol Burnett, Morgan Freeman, Clint Eastwood, Hulk Hogan, Michael Jordan, Donald Trump, Kirk Douglas, Spielberg, Lucas, Gene Simmons. You're right, I don't think he's going to make it. Billy Joel, not going to make it. Springsteen, not going to make it. Hefner, Warren Buffett, and Jim Brown.
Wow, it's quite a list.
We got to start getting people off there.
So we'll see if we can narrow it down. Excuse me? We'll start.
Visit esc.edu.
658, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. For a little while, we've been talking about our list of living American icons that all of us think these people are iconic and deserve to be on the list, but now we got to narrow the list down to the starting five.
Yeah, we took a bunch off. We did. We took a bunch off of this. We took off Springsteen, Billy Joel, Gene Simmons, Donald Trump. I thought you made a really good point about that. If he becomes president, then we'll do it. If not, Hulk Hogan's gone, Carol Burnett's gone, Betty White's gone.
So who do we have left?
We have left Bob Dylan, Bill Gates, Oprah, Madonna, Morgan Freeman, Clint Eastwood, Michael Jordan, Kirk Douglas, Spielberg, George Lucas, Hugh Hefner, Warren Buffett, Jim Brown.
Well, Kirk Douglas jumps out at me on that list of, I think he has to go. Because I think it would be either Eastwood or Morgan Freeman.
Because he looks like the Crypt Keeper?
No.
You just hate old people.
I just don't think he's as big as those two.
Okay.
I mean, so, big, but.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Left.
Got to get it down to 5. Yep. Want to help? 955-WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 703. All right, 955-WBAB. We're going to try to narrow down our living American icons list to 5. With Ali's passing, of course, he's not going to be on this list anymore. So who is? Good morning, BAB. Go ahead. What do you got?
About Barbra Streisand.
Ooh. Oh, Jesus.
It's not a time to be adding people, but you're right. That was a big overlook right there.
Yeah. Okay. Now, can we just thank you for the call, and from whatever call we take now, we got to get this thing down to 5. We don't have all day.
All right. 955-WBAB. I had also knocked out Kirk Douglas, and I looked it up because it was bothering me. He's listed number one on IMDb of living film icons over Clint Eastwood.
The thing is, he could be dead by the time we finish this list.
Yeah, good point. All right. We need some help to knock this down to 5. 955-WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. Oh. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 7:08. All right, it's at that point where our living American icons list has to be trimmed down to a starting 5.
We've already started some of the trimming. Here's what we're down to. Bob Dylan, Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, Madonna, Morgan Freeman, Clint Eastwood, Michael Jordan, Spielberg, George Lucas, Hugh Hefner, Warren Buffett, Jim Brown, Barbra Streisand. That's what we're down. We got to get that down to five.
They're all Giants. Richard from Southampton, listening to 95.3, is on the line. Richard, we're going to put this in your hands. Is that good?
Okay. And one last one. What about OJ?
Yeah, no. Okay, see, now you lost your opportunity.
Hello, B.A.B., who's this?
It's the guy that said Gene Simmons. How about Howard Stern, even though he's still a Jew?
Thank you.
I give up. We're getting nowhere.
I mean, if this is the selection we have to help us narrow this list down, we're in trouble.
Ted, the weight of the world is on your shoulders. We're going to let you do it, okay?
All right.
Ted Linder.
We got to get this down to five.
Oh, this is tough. There's a lot of names on there.
Very knowledgeable, very respected Ted Linder newsman.
Just in the beginning, right away, Streisand.
Out of all those names on there?
Just go one by one, Streisand. Yes or no?
Take her off.
Okay. Jim Brown.
I would take him off.
Warren Buffett.
I'd take him off, too.
You're crazy.
So far, he's a good hatchet, man.
I'm not taking him off. Hugh Hefner.
I'd take him off, too.
Okay, George Lucas.
Yeah, I'd take him off. We got a lot of names.
Steven Spielberg.
Spielberg. Let's see. Let's hold.
Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan.
Yeah, keep him.
Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood or Morgan Freeman, one of them's got to go.
Oh, boy, that's tough.
Today, dude.
I would get rid of Eastwood then.
Really?
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
You're heartless.
Madonna.
I would keep her.
Oprah.
I would keep her.
Oprah.
Bill Gates.
Yeah, I would keep him.
Bob Dylan.
I would get rid of him.
Okay. So you got Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, Madonna, Morgan Freeman. You have Michael Jordan, Spielberg, Warren Buffett. One of them's...
That's seven.
Two of them have to go.
I'd get rid of Warren Buffet.
Okay. And one more.
Read the... Who are
the... One, two, three, four, five, six. You got Bill Gates, Oprah, Madonna, Morgan Freeman, Michael Jordan, Steven Spielberg. One of them have to go.
I guess at that point, it's either Spielberg or Freeman. What do you think, Raj?
I think it's Oprah.
You're crazy.
No.
This doesn't make the top five.
It's not Oprah.
That list?
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's tough.
Today, dude.
Make the call.
Let's get rid of Spielberg.
And there he goes.
There we go. Starting right. Five living American icons. Bill Gates, Oprah, Madonna, Morgan Freeman, and Michael Jordan.
And there's the list. Thank you, Ted, for being the final voice at the end. Thank you, everybody.
I had another one that came to my mind.
Jesus Christ, is that severely
Cher? Cher?
I don't know. Cher over Madonna. I don't know.
No, come on.
Cher over Madonna and Streisand?
I don't know. That's no, tough. I guess Madonna. Madonna is the biggest.
Wow.
Thank you, Ted. Good job. And thank you to everybody who added to the list in the last half hour or so. That was really good.
Wow.
Good job. Muhammad Ali passed away over the weekend and moves on.
So flawed.
You could argue so many of those people in or out.
So flawed.
712.
Dude, Warren Buffett, the whole world stops. Stock markets change. Right. Anytime that guy decides he wants to yawn and say something out loud.
A lot of people don't even know who he is.
He takes a Big Mac out of his mouth and just starts to speak, and the New York Stock Exchange comes to a screeching halt.
Nobody knows who he is.
Right, exactly.
He's no Madonna.
Okay.
He's no Oprah.
WBZ.
What?
That's what they call him, WBZ.
Okay.
Here's Ted with the roads.
Sunrise Highway westbound loaded into Oakdale Bohemia Road. We also have lots of slow traffic on